of Jesus Christ. God so loved you and I that he came and he gave his life on a cross. And that is love. Because he's holy. God is love. And oh, I was so lost, I should have done it. God is judge. The message of the New Testament, when the apostles preached a message or wrote a letter, every message and letter was threaded with judgment. Judgment is coming. When the apostle Paul stood before kings and religious leaders, he told them about having self-control and judgment to come. Why we must repent. And God is judge. Hebrews says it is a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. That's a warning from Hebrews. God is judge. And God will judge the world by the cross of Christ. He will judge. But the good news is, he judged sin at the cross of Christ. He judged sin at the cross of Christ. Brother, there's nothing you can do for your good to outweigh your bad except receive the sacrifice that the Lamb of God gave to you and I at the cross. Because that's where sin was judged. And if you want the wages of your sin to be paid in full, then receive Christ and his sacrifice. Repent of sin, because judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming because God, because he is holy, because God is loving, he must judge. You know, there's a new twist on judgment today. Of course, it's centuries old. It seems like when you try to tell somebody that's sin, they'll say, "You have no right to judge me." Well, really? They take one little verse, "Judge not, lest ye be judged also." Let me tell you something, you better judge other people. You read on, it says, "What judgment you judge, that's what you'll be judged with." So when we call sin is sin, according to God's word, you and I know that we will be judged according to God's word. Don't you know that? Judgment is coming, and we will be judged according to this. We won't be judged how good you kept your religion, or how good you did this or did that. You will be judged according to God's word. Judgment's coming. And you better judge whether there is the word of God says you better judge, because there's false prophets, there's false teachers, and they will lead you astray from God's word. So you better judge. And anyone that says you have no right to judge, if, you know, if I want to live in homosexuality, if I want to live with someone without being biblically married, if I want to do this, if I want to drink, if I want to do this and that, you have no right to judge me. But God's word does. That's the judge. You see? That's the judge. God's word. And God is judge, and judgment is coming. And we will give an account for what the things we've done in this body, whether good or bad, we will be judged. You will be judged according to your faithfulness. You will be
His goodness that leads us to repentance. Amen. It's His goodness. But we will be judged, all men will be judged according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everyone. It's a sure thing. Please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we will begin in verse 18. Read the whole chapter. Go home and read it. Now we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can make you a new creation. In verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 5, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Aren't you glad that when we are new creations in Christ, that our sin is not upon us, but the righteousness of Christ has been imputed to us? It's upon us. Amen? That's being reconciled to a holy God who is holy, who is all-loving, and who is judge of all. Reconciled. Bring together. To be at peace with someone whom you are at odds with. And if you're in the world and not in Christ Jesus, you're at odds against a holy God. And it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. He's a jealous God. Terrible. You can be reconciled to a holy God. Not on your terms. Must be the terms according to Scripture. It must be according to the cross of Jesus Christ. See, everything God is, everything that God is and who God is, and Lord, in 30 minutes, there's no way a finite human being can share the infinite God. You know what I can share with you? I can share with you Jesus. You know who you can share with your neighbors and friends and your family? You know who you can share? You can share Jesus. Jesus is all we need. God is so much higher than you and I. But God came in the flesh. His name is Jesus. He is our mediator. He is the one that reconciles us with the Holy God. His name is Jesus. So everything God is, you will find in Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd in the parable that left the 99 safe in the fold, and he went out to find that lost one, because he is the good, loving shepherd to find that lost lamb, bring it back into the fold. He is the loving Father who, in the parable of the lost son, the prodigal son, who went away from the loving Father and yet came back, and the loving Father went running out to grab the son. That's who he is. He is the pearl of great price. He is a personable God. He is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is the very image of the Godhead. Body. His name is Jesus. If you want to know God, you must look to Jesus. If you want to see God, you must see Jesus. Oh, sirs, may you see Jesus. brought that out of Sunday school, and how fitting with this psalm of this, the psalmist was writing, "Oh, how long for God. Oh, how long as a dry, thirsty land may my soul long for God." The only way to be filled, the only way to be satisfied, is to look to the fountain of living waters, and that's Jesus. Jesus satisfies. Jesus alone. I love the hymn that sings, "Living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified freely forever. One day He's coming, oh glorious day." Jesus is coming. What are you filling that void with? Is it faith in Jesus Christ? Or faith in something else? You're filling it with something. You may just simply be like a little child. Everything revolves around you. You're filling it with self. What are you filling it with? Oh, may God be gracious and merciful to you this morning if you do not know Him. May He be graceful and merciful enough to woo your heart with His Holy Spirit. But you gotta want to. You gotta seek Him where the dry and thirsty land seeks water. He won't. Sometimes people taste Him a little bit and say, "I don't want that. I like self better. Or I like this better. I like that better." Judgment's coming. Let's pray. God, we do thank You that we can have a relationship with You, a personal relationship with a loving God, because of what You have done. God, we serve You. We work for You. We love You because You first loved us. We give You praise and adoration because only You deserve the glory, not us. God, may we tend to eternity at this time. Lord, may, Lord, the person who has wandered away, may they come back to their first love. Lord, the lost. Oh God, touch the hearts. Oh God, woo their heart. May they come to You in faith by grace. God, may they obey You and not something else. Oh God, may You save them. May they come to You on Your terms and Your terms only, Holy God. God, their eyes have been blinded by the god of this world. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, take the scales off their eyes at this time. May they lay down the pride. Lord, repent, turn to You. God, be merciful. Oh, we plead mercy. Mercy, we plead. Please stand.